In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Louise Bishop Hudgens, age 70, of Greensburg, died Sunday at Janetown Crawford Hospital. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, including locally by Roger and Lisa Gray of Greensburg, a brother and sister-in-law of Louisville, one sister and brother-in-law, Jewel and Charles Pennick of Greensburg, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Louise Bishop Hudgens will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Oak Grove Cemetery. Mrs. Janice Hensley Carman, age 60, a native of Marion County, died Friday in Indiana. She is survived by two sons and one daughter of Indiana, Arkansas, and Manchester, two brothers of Brooks and Elizabethtown, five sisters of Elizabethtown, Big Clifty, and Hodgenville, six grandchildren. Funeral services for Janice Hensley Carman will be today at noon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. Mrs. Rhoda Fisher, age 87, of Lebanon, died Monday at the Village of Lebanon. Survivors include three sons, Joe and Ernest Fisher, both of Lebanon, Daniel Fisher of Campbellsville, six daughters, including locally by Geraldine Garrett and Renee Tungett, both of Lebanon, Judy Tungett and Janice Myers, both of Campbellsville, Alice Nally of Loretta, one sister, Claudia Garrett of Lebanon, one half-brother of Covington, 20 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rhoda Fisher will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mrs. Jerry Hafley, age 65, of Lebanon, died Saturday in Campbellsville after an illness. She is survived by four sons, including locally by Dale and Buck Hafley of Lebanon, Bobby Brown of Loretta, three brothers, Roy and Paul Ray Brown, both of Campbellsville, and Welby Newton of Gravel Switch, two sisters, Anna Mason of Lebanon, Faye Tungett of Campbellsville, 11 grandchildren. Funeral services for Jerry Hafley will be Thursday at noon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. The family requests visitation after 11 o'clock Thursday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Eula Jesse, age 86, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. She is survived by her husband, Titus Jesse, one son and daughter-in-law, Kimball Jesse, and wife Julie of Campbellsville, five grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, one brother, Ordell Fudge, and wife Zelma of Columbia. Funeral services for Eula Jesse will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the South Campbellsville Baptist Church Building Fund. Mr. James Willard Noakes, age 74, of Columbia, died Monday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Jean Estes Noakes, two daughters, Susan Noakes of Columbia and Angie Pierce, and her husband, Alan of Campbellsville, one brother of Louisville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for James Willard Noakes will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Haven Hill Cemetery, with military honors by the local VFW Post. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home. Masonic rites will be conducted this evening at 7 o'clock by the Columbia Masonic Lodge No. 96. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the American Cancer Society or the Trinity United Methodist Church Building Fund. Mrs. Ella Mae Parrott Wethington, age 82, of Campbellsville, died Monday at the Medco Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by five sons, Dean Wethington, Tom Wethington, Michael Wethington, all of Campbellsville, James Wethington of Elkhorn, Joe Wethington of Liberty, five daughters, including locally by Charlotte Tungett, Frances Cox, and Mary Clements, all of Campbellsville, 36 grandchildren, 55 great-grandchildren, several great-great-grandchildren, and one half-sister of Somerset. Funeral services for Ella Mae Parrott Wethington will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Bernard Catholic Church in Clementsville, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Lucille Edwards Perkins, age 79, of Bingo Road, Campbellsville, a native of Greene County, died Tuesday at her residence. She is survived by two sons, Robert Wayne Perkins and Billy Joe Perkins, both of Campbellsville, one daughter of Louisville, five grandchildren. Funeral arrangements for Lucille Edwards Perkins are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.